This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know, get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Now, look at, head up to the website, right? You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address. I only send out one email a week. Give me your email address. I want to let you know what's going on in the world. Right? Let you know what's going on in the show, where you can be. If you're in the Los Angeles area, you know, I always complain that you conservatives, you don't really engage. You don't really get involved. And you need to. This weekend, there's a function going on, or there's an event going on in Los Angeles that you need to be part of. And it's being held by the American Freedom, or it's being hosted by the American Freedom Alliance. It's this Sunday. It's at the Lux Sunset Boulevard Hotel. That's the Lux, L-U-X-E, Sunset Boulevard Hotel. And you can find out all about it. If you go to AmericanFreedomAlliance.org, that's AmericanFreedomAlliance.org, you can get all kinds of information. There's a conference. It's an all-day conference. And yes, I haven't told you about it because I want you to hear. You know what? You've got to engage. It's a long march through the institutions, the less revolution by other. In other words, all the educational facilities that we have, the left has taken over the years. We've allowed that to happen. And we've let them take this over, and now what's happened? Look at the education your kids have. Topics of discussion this weekend will be the origins, evolution, and strategies of the Long March, the consequences of the Long March, as they pertain to education, religion, entertainment, law, family, medicine, media, national security. Well, you're seeing that play out right in front of your eyes. Well, you actually have young people who think what's going on in Venezuela is our fault because socialism works so well. Keynote speaker will be Charlie Kirk. We'll have speakers here like David Horowitz and Rich Higgins, Stephen Coughlin, right? Michael Walsh and Brent Bozell. And so many others. I mean, seriously. And this is how you get informed. You sit, you listen, you pay attention. That's how you do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You've got Dr. Gerard Lemire is going to join me after the first break. We're going to talk about all the news that went on this week. And there was a lot happening. But first, students and administrators, check this one out. You know, how do you petition for free speech when the table that you, or the area that you need to use to petition for free speech is shut down? So conservative students at Kentucky College say that the administrators forced them to stop tabling and move to a different area. Now, they got audio recordings obtained exclusively and given to campus reform. They captured the conversation between the student members and the Transylvania University. I like that. Never thought that was real, right? Wasn't there a movie that had Transylvania University in it? Cartoon. The Young Americans for Freedom group and two of the school's administrators, YIF member Alex Drury, he spoke to exclusively the campus reform. He talked about his interactions with the Transylvania University Vice President for Enrollment and Student Life. That was Holly Shiley. And the Dean of Students, Michael Covert. As heard in the audio recordings, or you will hear in the audio recordings, Drury alleges that although he, Jacob Bruman, and Lucas Reed were shut down within minutes, the Young Democratic Socialists of America chapter tabled in the same area that day were there long, long, had more time than they had, right? And they were only shut down after the YDSA students told Drury that they were not required to get permission to table. Which means, you know, where they have a table in a certain area to get people to sign up for things. Drury and Bernman are Transylvania University students, while Reed is not. Drury told Campus Reform that Reed was letting the group use his whiteboard as a free speech board. Now, conservatives couldn't do that, right? I mean, this stuff it's constant. And it's not going to stop till you teach your kids to step up. It's not going to stop till you push your kids to open their mouth and stick up for their rights. And then you have to stick up for them. You have to be willing to make as much, if not more, noise than the other parents. One of the guards walked up and said, "I really need y'all to pick up your stuff and go through the process." Well, what is the process? When the three men asked Shelley what the punishment would be for not leaving the area, the vice president for enrollment and student files said, "Well, I don't know the answer to that. I'm not a dean of students." I mean, they should be allowed to protest. They should have a free speech area known as the campus. It's all free speech. I mean, you can't be disruptive. I'm not one that believes that that's the way to exercise free speech. Walking into a class, walking into a restaurant, and start screaming at people doesn't fix anything. Matter of fact, you do it to me, I'm mad at you. I'll vote against whatever it is you got going on just because I'm teed. When Drury pointed out that there were faculty members who passed by the YDSA table that day and didn't say anything, those are the Young Democrats, they were upset. You know, think about it. Here's people that are supposed to show you how to uphold the law, how to be good law-abiding students. And they don't seem to care. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes with Dr. Gerard Lomero. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. A little, get a little Friday night. In my day, we call it getting your groove on, right? You get a little dancing. Now you can sit down because the show is going to start, so knock it off. Sit down behind your desk again. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room classroom. Oh, my God. Long from the classroom. In the chat room and just texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I always love when this guy's on with me. I have a good time with him when he's with us. You have a good time with him. At least that's what you tell me. Unless you're lying to me, and we'll have no lying listeners. You move on to another show if you're one of those. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. I always have a good time when he's on, too. He's an author, a political analyst, an expert on forecast models. He's the author of 5 books. He's been on TV, many radio interviews, and he also has a book by, I always screw this up. More good news for America. I always want to say
great
good news for America, but
great news, more great news.
More great news for America. See, now that we've talked about it so much, you're going to go out and buy some more. More great news for America. And yes, there's a lot of great news for America. We have to shore it up, we have to help out, and we have to help continue on. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have an outstanding show that's loved by a lot of people.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And that includes you and my wife, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So, we've had a crazy week. We've had a pretty busy week. I got to tell you something. The more, and you're the doctor here, but the more and more I see what these Dems are doing, the more and more I see the outrage and how they have to get to the bottom of all of this, and they have to prove that the AG, I have a little thing in the back of my head. The reason... They kind of been given a hook here. The reason they have to tear this AG down, the reason they have to make him look like he's on Trump's team, all of the other investigations that he's looking to do will really eat these people up. So they've got to discredit him in order to discredit those other investigations he's going to start. You think I'm close?
Yeah, you're close, but you're talking in future tense. Those investigations are going on in current tense.
Okay.
So they're happening, and they are really worried about what he's going to find out. So they're really worried about who's going to get indicted. I bet you Rod Rosenstein is out there right now looking for a good lawyer to defend him, because we have learned that, or we should expect from what we currently know, that the Pfizer warrant application investigation that Mike Horowitz is doing, he's the inspector general at DOJ, that's coming out next week. And if it comes out next week, I think that's one of the reasons that, that Rod Rosenstein resigned. He resigned a few days ago, effective May 11th. I have a feeling that the report's going to be out May 12th or something close.
Right.
And he wanted to be out of there because he's going to be pushed down. You notice something else I think was really significant. Rod Rosenstein in the past was criticizing Trump. He talked about wearing a wire, and then he said, well, he didn't say he was going to wear a wire on the president. And he, was real positive about the Obama administration. He has flipped. He gave a big speech recently in which he did the opposite. He criticized the Obama administration for not doing enough. And he, in his resignation letter, he said all sorts of nice things about Trump, his sense of humor, all of his principles in the inauguration. I mean, he has flipped. And why has he flipped? Because I think he's trying to ingratiate himself with the opposite side, because they're going to be the ones who decide whether or not to indict him.
Oh, listen, that part of it I haven't even got to yet, and I probably agree with you when he came out to the day and he resigned early. I'm sitting here scratching my head, okay, why go early? What is there in it for him? Does he lose anything? And that's it. He's getting ready. He's shoring up, if you would, before the crap actually hits the fan. And to your point about the investigations going on, sometimes I don't believe that they're going on or whatever, but maybe the Dems don't know that. Maybe the Dems don't know the gravity of what he's doing. Or they might be getting, the way things leak in D.C., they might be getting some real insight as to what Barr is actually doing, and they're starting to get worried.
They know it. They absolutely know it. I think there's no question. It is essentially in the public knowledge, because several congressmen know exactly what's happening. They're close enough to what's going on. They know what's been going on. Some of them have referred people to the Justice Department.
Right.
There are all sorts of potential crimes that have been committed in 2016 and in the follow-up investigation that potentially could be criminal, or certainly they didn't do their job thoroughly. Let's put it that way, giving them the best possible charitable description. But I think the Democrats know precisely what's going to happen, and what they're trying to do is knock out Barr you know, get him to resign, get him to recuse himself, get him to shut up, try to, you know, denigrate him, try to, you know, impugn his character so nobody believes what he's about to tell them. But I think in the next 2 to 6 weeks, we're going to have all sorts of revelations at the Department of Justice that are going to basically go all the way back to the Obama administration. And I think it's possible that Obama himself may actually have to face some serious questions.
Yeah, you know what? I have no, not that I disbelieve you, but I have no warm fuzzy that anybody in D.C. is actually looking for the truth. That when you start getting to this point, when, you know, look at Hillary Clinton. When she said, I will take down half of Washington with me, that was a true statement and probably a little conservative, don't you think?
Well, you know, I don't know if she still feels that way, really. I mean, in her heart of hearts. But you know what? I think she's on the way down. And I think they're going to actually look at charges against her. You know, obviously, her prior situation, everything she apparently did has been exonerated. You know, devices were destroyed. People were given, you know, free walks, you know, her staff and that were given immunity for no reason, no benefit, no quid pro quo. You know, they didn't, like, you know, give, you know, dirt on her or anything like that. They just went along with her, and she managed to get them all off the hook. But I think all of this is going to be reopened. I think it is reopened now, and I think that's what's happening. I think I read between the lines, but I also read the lines that people are saying, too. And I think it's very clear that this has swung in an entirely different direction. This is no longer the Mueller report and Trump collusion or Trump obstruction. It's the opposite. And I think the Hillary team and all the people and all the various scandals, Uranium One, Pay for Play, Clinton Foundation, oh, gosh, the list is so long. Your show isn't long enough to list everything.
Well, we're going to go over some of these things on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. Lemire will be with me right after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Senate President Trump says he did not warn Vladimir Putin about meddling in the 2020 election during a phone call on Friday and said the Russian president was not surprised allegations that Moscow colluded with the Trump campaign proved false.
He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse. But he knew that because he knew there was no collusion.
Democrats are splintered by calls to impeach the president, but they found another common enemy and an alternate political foil in Attorney General William Barr. Calls for Barr's resignation erupted across the Democratic Party this week after he testified before the Senate and rebuffed the House. A panel of federal judges ruled Friday that Ohio's congressional districts were unconstitutionally drawn up by the Republicans for their political advantage, and it ordered a new map for the 2020 elections. Republican officials say they will appeal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, and no, you don't want to be elected. Let me tell you what, first-hand experience. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Before I bring Dr. Lomero back on, I got to tell you, you know, some of you know I was and still am, to a big degree, very involved in the Republican Party in Southern California, and it's really interesting because I've watched this progression, although it's not very progressive, but I've watched this progression happen over the last 5 or 6 years with Republicans. And Republicans who were in office, not all of them, because some of them still have a spine, but I've watched more and more of them move to the left. And the reasoning behind it is that, well, I can't be in office if I don't move more towards what they're doing. Because if I move more towards what they're doing, then I'll get more done. And I don't buy into that at all. I think that's the wrong way to do this. I think the right way to do this, you got elected because of your principles, not necessarily because of the letter next to your name. So why would I vote you back in? Why would I trust you anymore if you start backing off your principles just to maintain the seat? And I think, like Trump's attitude and some others, if you're in with the attitude that I have to get elected again, then that's not the reason to be there. If you're in with the attitude that I'm going to do whatever it takes, how it takes, how long it takes to get my job done, to do the right thing for the people, then I think you will get elected again. And I don't think you're going to have to beat your brains out to get elected again. And I'll explain more on that later on the show. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. I always have a good time when he's on with me. And, you know, he's one of the few guys that has called it right. Like some of these other, I'll use the word, he doesn't have to, yo-hos. He's an author, political analyst, and an expert on forecast models. Romero is also the author of 5 books. And he's been on many, many, many TV and talk radios. More Great News for America is a book you have to pick up. Dr. Romero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great. great to be with you. I love it. I enjoy it every time, and you have a fantastic show.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. And then, so, you know, I want to get back to, we've got so much going on in the news. We have so much going on with President Trump. And you know, I now have a hashtag. It's hashtag dementia. Okay, because it truly is a form of dementia what these people are going through. It is almost like the only investigation that needs to be done is investigation into Trump. This is the only thing that these people have going on 24/7. This is an illness, is it not? I mean, this isn't just political. There's something really sick going on here.
Well, I'm going to take a slightly different point of view. I think they know precisely what they're doing. I think for the most part, they're very clever. They're strategic in their approach, and I think they just know that to exist, they have to lie to the people and try to fool them, because they can't, propose their plans and really take them anywhere. I mean, the Green New Deal has been, you know, across the board rebuked by all sorts of people, including Democrats, that should be supporting it because they're part of that party. But I would tell you, I really think that this isn't going to go much longer. You remember, I predicted 2021 is the end of the Democratic Party completely. It's going to shut down because they can't keep this up and get away with it. It's going to go nowhere. They're going to lose the House. It's going to be conservative. They're going to lose more seats in the Senate. There's no way they're going to take the Senate. They're losing more seats. Some of them aren't even going to run. So it's going to be a more conservative Senate. Trump is going to get easily reelected with any of these 22. It depends what day we talk about. If there's 21, 22, 23, it keeps getting more and more. They're all running because they all hope to save their party. But you know what? None of them has the ideas that the American people want. So I think things are looking up for conservatives. I think things are looking up for the country. And yes, we have to fight. We have to debate. We have to argue our points. That's part of what conservatives should be doing, educating these people who are not educated in schools anymore.
But let me challenge you a little bit on that. I mean, we have a lot of Republicans that aren't doing what the people want them to do. You know, you saw that, the wave in the last election. You say it was people resetting, which I don't disbelieve you, but I'm looking at this and saying, I'm watching some Republicans stepping up. I'm watching who some of these new candidates coming forward are. Do they really have conservative principles? Do they really have Republican principles? I'm not getting that warm and fuzzy. I'm getting people stepping up thinking they're going to get a chair. They're going to get a seat.
Well, you know what? In any situation, you have leaders and you have followers. And unfortunately, quite a few people who are sort of nominally on our side are Republicans in name only. Mm-hmm. And when I say Republicans, I'm talking about conservative Republicans. And I think they need to get out of the way. They can join the Democratic Party and go down with that ship that's sinking. Or they can step up to the plate and support our Constitution, support the rule of law, support our president. And if they don't want to do that, then you know what? They're going to be rejected. And I personally hope they're rejected before they get to the general elections, because then we wind up losing a seat. Because you know what? Socialist lights do not get elected into office. Only socialists get elected by radical socialists. And Republicans who stay home because they don't want to put in another Republican that does nothing. So let's hope they get their courage together and start arguing our principles. They can win. They need to know they can win. Our principles win.
I agree with you. They're afraid. Look, I heard a Republican who's running for office in my area say that she agreed, or she thought that we should have a form of health care for everybody. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm not voting for you, number one. And number two is, we in essence do have health care for everybody. There isn't anybody truly who has to go without some kind of care in this country.
Hospitals will pay for them if they show up at ER, and they'll cover their bills if they can't afford it. There's Medicaid. There are a lot of people with tremendous amount of Medicaid coverage. There's all sorts of coverage for people. They do not go without health care, but if you compare this to some socialist countries, it's far better care. even with the hindered, we have hindered capitalism when it comes to health care, mm-hmm. because there's not as much innovation as we could have. The prices are higher than necessary because there's not enough competition, and on and on and on. But you know what? Freedom works. The free market works. Free trade works. And that has to be free, not one-sided trade that some of these socialists like to promote. But anyway, I'm optimistic that we can win if we argue. And that's why I'm on the radio. That's why I'm writing books. I am arguing for freedom, and I am arguing against socialism. And I think socialism is the biggest loser in the world. And don't forget, Karl Marx said, socialism is the preliminary step to communism. So that's what they're really after, ultimately.
Well, I mean, socialism, I mean, look at what's happening in Venezuela. You know, you've got a president, a unelected president, who's keeping food from getting to his people. If socialists really cared about their people, they really cared about everybody being treated equally, why isn't he allowing that food in? Why isn't he making sure his people get the care that they need? Right?
Because power is more important to socialists and communists than people. 90% of the people are starving. They're in poverty in Venezuela. They have to eat dog food if they can even find it. They have to eat out of garbage cans. That's how wonderful socialism is in Venezuela. 3 million people have fled Venezuela. And then you have people, foolish, unknowledgeable, stupid in many ways, Representative Ilhan Omar, who says that we're the fault that Venezuela people are starving. What is she talking about? We're the fault. It's the socialist country that took a rich country and drove it into the ground.
Oh, yeah. These people, they're just something else altogether. Just truly.
They are.
And they spew this stuff out like they have a clue. And then she's mad at Joe Biden. I just did a whole segment on this in the last hour. She's mad at Joe Biden because Joe Biden, you know, gets on her case, and it's because she's a woman of color, she's short. And I said, no, it's because you're an idiot. It's because you're not informed, you're ignorant, and you're spewing things out of feelings of what you've been told without doing any research whatsoever over it. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
Yeah, and she criticized Pence today, and she said that Pence was basically trying to put her down because she's a woman.
Yeah,
give me a break. What about her stupid ideas?
Well, she can't have any. She's a woman. Haven't you figured that out? Now, look at North Korea fired a short-range missile today. I want to talk to you about whether that hurts or helps, or how does that affect President Trump? We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. And Dr. Girard will still be with us after the break.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medel, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees, Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high rate with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100. 1-800-501-6100 or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, next hour, Sonia Schmidt joins me. She's got a lot going on, too, and she's got a lot to say about what's been happening over the last few days. And I do appreciate the time that she spends with us as well. I've got Dr. Gerard Lamiro's on with us right now. He's an author, political analyst, expert on forecast models. And Dr. Lamiro is the author of five books. You got to get more great news for America. I mean, seriously, and I know some of you go, well, I don't read books anymore. Read a book. Read this book. Go out and grab it. Dr. Lamiro, thanks for being with me.
Oh, great to be with you as always.
So I was talking about, we were talking about Rocket Man on the... to the backside of the last segment, and how, you know, Russia, and he's meeting with Russia, he said China's working on him as well. I think the only ones that have any, that may, I'm not even so sure they still have that kind of influence with him, is China. And I think that he's starting to feel like he needs to make his own way, and I think he's getting a little nervous. I don't know if you share that sentiment with me.
Well, I think clearly, economically, his greatest trading power or country that trades with him is China. And they have a lot of basic pressure on him to go along with what they want. I think he went to Russia to try to get a little pressure sort of turned away from China toward them and try to get them involved. And I think they turned him down, and now he gave up on that. So he's shooting off today, actually today, which is tomorrow morning there and that, some cruise missiles. He shot them out east. They're short range. They're tactical. He thinks it's a big deal. He's bragging about it. I think he's basically trying to convince Trump that he should back off of the sanctions and give him what he wants. But Trump is smarter than that, and he's not going to get condos in North Korea built by America unless he does some things we want, like denuclearize. So I think he hasn't changed anybody's mind in the administration or the Oval Office, and he's not going to get his way. He may try to wait it out until November 2020, hoping that Trump loses and that some wimpy Democrat gets in, but that's not going to happen either. So he's going to cave in. Maybe we'll have to wait another year or so before he caves in until
totally
after
caves.
The election.
Yeah, he can't keep it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, what I mean is basically, you know, denuclearizes as wanted.
Right.
By us.
So let's talk a little bit about China. And I know we did, we kind of touched on it before, but in moving along quickly through it, you know, Joe Biden says there's no competition for us. And for me, when he made that comment, what you're going to laugh, but what rang in my head was President Obama calling ISIS the JV team. Right?
Right.
And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, you don't take these people seriously. Look what happens. And under Obama, the whole intellectual property issue was a big deal. And I was in the tech world. It was always a big deal. They were constantly stealing this stuff. You think, you know, aside from the fact that maybe we're not on the same page as him or what have you, do you think comments like that are going to keep Joe Biden out of the presidency?
No, because I think the people who would consider him wouldn't even listen to that as an issue. People who are strategically aware, you know, people who understand what's going on, know that China is not only an economic threat to us, it's also a military threat. And I think they're trying to be number one in the world and be the top superpower, and I think that we're going to have to go toe-to-toe with them for the next 20 years to make sure that we're not displaced as the leader in the world, and that
right.
we don't have a communist country, number one. We have a country that's free, number one. And I think that shows naivete on the part of Biden that he doesn't even know what's a threat. I mean, the guy is out of it in that. Not to mention the fact that I think I said this off air to you, I'll say it on air, that I listened to his speech in Pittsburgh, his opening speech, when he announced, and I couldn't believe all the words he mispronounced. He couldn't say, he stuttered, he sort of glossed over. You know how somebody doesn't know the word, mumble it because they don't know how to say it. I think he's got some serious issues, and if a person can't give a speech on his opening day when he should be rested, primed, you know, strategically up to bat on every topic there is, if he can't do that now, what's he going to do giving three speeches a day for the next year? He's going to be like Hillary Clinton, but even worse.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think this is going to be an issue here with him. You know, I mean, look at he'll end up being. I think. If he were to win, he'd end up being the oldest elected president, in history, actually, being elected at the oldest age. And everybody says, well, age should have nothing to do with it. Well, I'm sorry. Yes, it does. It does.
If they're senile.
Well, yeah. My old pastor's in his 80s, and the last time I saw him, he was moving pretty darn good. And yet I know people in their 80s that don't even know they're on this planet anymore, and they're not moving well at all. So, you know, I agree that it's a case-by-case scenario, but my God, we've got to start taking politics seriously. I'm really amazed at some people. We talked about this one earlier. Look, you've got, Elizabeth Warren supposedly climbing in the polls, and then Beto O'Rourke could beat Trump? I mean, how many drinks do you have to take to actually buy that?
Oh, I don't think that poll, I took a little look at that, and I do not think that poll is using the kind of principles I would use if I were doing a poll.
Well, O'Rourke, he's a nice young man, you know. He's got a lot of energy, and he says a lot of the right things, and maybe that's the kind of guy we need for, like, come on, give me a break. You know what? I went off on something the other day. I don't know if you want to jump in on this or not, but I went off on something. I got a couple of emails on it, but here's what I said. I said, I am so tired, and because my party's doing it in California now, but I am so tired of hearing it, and it started with Barack Obama. We finally got a black president. Okay, great. We got a black president. Can't say anything about him because you're racist if you say anything, right? And then when he's about done with it, we need a woman president. We got to go after a woman president. We need a woman president. So now we're looking at women presidents. I mean, look at what's going on right now. We have women president, black president. I mean, black female president. And then, oh, let's not forget the gay guy. We need a gay president, right? It's like, how about we just have a president that can actually do the job? You think we might want to do that? We're going nuts here.
I think we should return to the principle that we want a president who gets the job done.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're hired for a job, I don't care if it's a hamburger flipper at a restaurant or if it's some corporate CEO. If you can't do the job, what's the point of doing the, you know, getting hired? And we're hiring a president in 2020 to lead the country for 4 years. We need somebody who can get the job done. That's why Donald Trump is going to get reelected. He did a good job. I mean, look at the numbers that came out today. 3.6% unemployment, average wage $27.77, lowest women's unemployment since 1953. Give me a break. These are fantastic numbers.
If he stays on those numbers and he stays away from pounding, and we know his style, it's going to be hard for him to do. But instead of constantly talking about how they said he could never be and he is, if he stays on those numbers, I think he slaughters whoever comes up.
Oh, I think so. I think it's going to be a landslide. And I think it's pretty much assured that a socialist candidate is going to be running. It's hard to say now exactly. I think, believe it or not, Peter Buttigieg might actually wind up winning. He's picking up support much faster than Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders is losing it, and Biden has some, but he's going to lose it, in my view. And so, I think the socialists are going to run, and they're going to basically lose big time against Trump.
What about Kamala Harris? Give her any credit at all? You think she'll make any kind of impression?
She's fading. She started out like a, well. I mean, her first speech was good, much better than Biden's. And she started out, people thought, black woman, that's pretty good, checks off a couple of boxes. But she doesn't have the firepower in terms of what you need to debate and talk things up. She's not doing well at all, and I think she's dropping support quickly.
Well, you look at her and Booker and what have you, they're all kind of dying off, and I think Booker tried to test that social socialism waters, and he went a little bit after Bernie the other day, so he's trying to find that message that resonates, and that's, stick to your principles, as you said. Do you believe in socialism or don't you? Whatever it is you believe in, that's what you should be running on. But I think you're going to see a lot of people fizzle out pretty quickly.
Yeah, and look at his track record in Newark. What did he do in Newark? What did he do in the Senate? I mean, his track record,
nothing.
I think, is abysmal.
Nothing. But listen, what did Obama do when he got elected? Nothing. He had voted president 537 times. Anyway, we're up against it. Tell people where to find your book and find you.
Okay, greatnewsforamerica.com. GreatNewsForAmerica.com is my website. They can read plenty of articles, plenty of stories, and they can also go to Amazon and get some of my books.
Sonia Schmidt joins us after the break. People, don't go anywhere. A lot more coming up. Heat up your coffee, all right? And come on back. It's really what it boils down to. If you want to get informed, you want to hear something good, come on back. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.